So it kind of goes on up the hierarchy, recycling them, but taking in the learnings from the previous values levels and proceeding on to new levels of understanding and awareness. The National Values Center, as well as, and there's some, the guys over there, Chris Cowan and Don Beck, and they are, they're researchers. They're very scholastic in their approach to things. So they're they have a book called Spiral Dynamics, and it's about values, but it's almost impossible read. It's so complex. They don't even carry their own book because they said, and they'll tell you, right, they'll tell you themselves. It's almost, I talked to Chris 2 days ago. He said, yeah, that book is so, he said, it's almost an impossible read. We don't carry it. We recommend people that either go check on Amazon.com or check here or check there, and we're writing a new book, but we don't carry it. So, that might be listed on the back of the values test. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So those would be values transitions if you wanted to do values transitions. Like, if, let's say that person came in to you that said, "Hey, I've been working for years for this organization. I've been waiting to get the gold watch, never got it. I want to go out and start something on my own." Then you could perhaps assist them in transitioning, but yet something was preventing them from going out on their own. Like, maybe they felt guilty about it, or they felt unworthy of going out on their own, or they felt, yeah, like guilty about it, like they didn't want it, they shouldn't leave the organization, they shouldn't do that. Or they couldn't make it on their own because they were unworthy to really go out and make a business on their own or make that kind of money. You might assist them in letting go of that guilt and that unworthiness, getting forgiveness, to help to push them up to the next level. Yeah. Now. So, good. Oh, we do have another one at the bottom. If somebody wanted to move from values level 7, or from values of level 11, they could let go of limitations, and they could get the infinite and all. Yeah. Oh, good. Good for you. Good for you.
So these are based on their observations?
These are based on, well, the National Values Center has begun to talk about values level 9. They've just begun talking about that. And then some of us in NLP have begun talking about 10 and 11 and what they might possibly be, although we don't have it. We've had conversations about it, although we don't fully have it solidified yet in terms of what our understandings of what it would be. Spiral dynamics, yeah. Yes. Claire Graves postulated all 8, and he began to talk about 9, and these guys have kind of taken his thought a little bit deeper.
So neurolinguistic programming has taken this on and worked out these.
Some of us are looking at it. Not everybody. This isn't every school of thought. No, this isn't Bandler-Grinder at all. In fact, a lot of people, like Tony, who's neuro-linguistic programming as well, Tony Robbins, uses the VALS system. If you're familiar with the VALS system, it's a, I'm not even sure what that stands for, but it's another value system of looking at value systems within the United States. And there it's a distinctly different system. They talk about belongers and people that want to belong to certain groups, and they just have a different way of looking at values. But the problem with the VALS system, from my perspective, from what I've seen of it and what I've, and I've been to trainings in it, the problem with that system is it doesn't provide for the changing of values or the progression or the evolution of values, which is what the Claire Graves system provides for. And because we're most interested in NLP with change, like how do you assist somebody in making change, we're more interested in a system that provides for the evolution of values. And this system, I mean, when you really get into it and you really begin looking at it, it's like, yeah, I mean, you see how countries shift through these various value systems and how they shift in terms of their thinking and how societies have responded by having value shifts in society and societies. Yeah, right. So you could look at an emerging country, like you look at some of the countries that are emerging right now, and you watch, and you'll watch them go through these value shifts. That's why Chris Cowan and Don Beck are playing roles in some of the emerging, like right now, you've got shifting from values level 4 to 5. You've got Russia, you've got Eastern Europe, you've also got some of the South Africa is real big right now. So what happens is they're shifting into values level 5. What's that mean? South Africa, Russia, Eastern Europe. That means because they're shifting into values level 5 also, for any of you that are interested in doing business consulting with this type of work is becoming really valuable there right now. Anything coming from the United States that's going to tell them how to be more effective at being a values level 5, they want. So those types, in those areas, this stuff is just huge right now. And as I mentioned before, like when they had Tiananmen Square, that was the country, that was the students stepping up and protesting because they wanted to move from values level 4 to 5, but the 4 government, the communist government, shifted to values level 3 and said, no, we're going to kill y'all. You're stepping out of line. You're not allowed to step out of line, and we're going to. And they reverted back to values level 3 to keep everybody in line, because they were attempting to move from values level 4 to 5, which is a natural progression. That's when you look at the fall of. I mean, when you look at the fall of communism and systems like that, that's a natural progression of 4 to 5, and. From a planetary perspective, it would probably be the greatest hope for people on the planet would be to at least get most places up to values level 5. Because if you get them up to values level 5, they won't kill each other and go to war because it's bad for business. And then we can move them, we can look to move toward the hierarchy later. But if you get that, I mean, a capitalist, so that's why capitalism works from that perspective in terms of bringing people up. It, like if you look at some of the third world countries or some of the countries where there's a lot of stuff going on in terms of violence, and that's values level 3, 4. Like, Iraq is a level 3 dictator. Because the dictator runs the government. Iraq is a level 3 dictator who's got a level 4 system to control the people. And when you look, and you've got, yeah, then the 5 is creeping in, which causes people to say, hey, what's going on here? Yeah, and that's the same thing like, that's right now in Afghanistan. So they go in there and they say, hey, we're going to take out the level 4-3 system, which was the Taliban. We're going to take that out, and the Americans are saying, hey, and we're going to start bringing in some level 5 thinking, so let's get some cell phones out here, and let's get some capitalistic type thought going on here. But then what happens is that there's a lot of level 4 people out there. They're going, hey, no, we're not used to this. We don't want this. And they're attempting to keep the country from moving in that direction. They're going, no way, that's not tradition. And you've got levels 2s, 3s. That's why you've got so many values conflicts out there. You've got level the tribal people and the 3s. Those will be the tribal warlords. And you've got the level 4s that are saying, that are the Islamic extremists. So you've got 2, 3, and 4s out there going, hey, no way, we're not going that way. Yeah. Which is incorrect. Yeah, so the 6s say, hey, all we got to do is love them. They need more hugs. But the problem is that, no, that's, it's true. The level 6s say they need more hugs, and if we give them more hugs, then they're not going to blow up the buildings. But that's not true, because what happens is you look at a dictator, you look at a Napoleon whose value is level 3, you look at a Bill Gates whose value is level, Bill Gates, from a business perspective, he's a little bit more 3 than others, and I don't, no knock to Bill, but he is. Just because of who he modeled, you can tell that. So you look at some of that thought process as take over the world, And so the dictators will go, so the level 3 dictator, who's pure level 3, will go out there and they will conquer their neighbors one by one.